Welcome to this audio tour by the Paston Footprints National Heritage Lottery funded project, a collaboration between the School of Literature at the University of East Anglia, the Paston Heritage Society, Collisions Theatre and Norfolk County Council. A map can be downloaded via the phone app or at pastonfootprints.co.uk. At each stopping point on the walk, press play and listen for a couple of minutes as the voices from the Paston letters are animated into life. The Gresham Walk is narrated by the medieval figure Margaret Paston. Born in 1422, she lived until 1484.
I am Margaret Paston, and I am pleased to show you around the beautiful area of Gresham and our home of Gresham Castle. I must ask your forgiveness, as I and my household are in much fear of the unwarranted attack on our land by Lord Mullane's men, who are trying to steal this land out from under us. But first, do go into the All Saints Church and see a memorial inside the threshold of the church in honour of the Paston family. Press pause, and I will await your return. I hope you enjoyed your visit to the church. I visit it frequently, hoping God will protect us from these warring factions in the region.
Daughter, look out! James Gloyce has been attacked in front of the church by Wyndham. God forbid I, Agnes Berry Paston of the Hertfordshire Berries, live to be disgraced like this in public.
Cover thy head.
So I will, for thee.
Thief! Churl!
Please, Glois, go back to my mother's house. Wyndham, stop this at once.
He will die, madam.
I believe you will regret it if you slay Glois or cause him any bodily harm.
No, I will never regret it. Nor will I come to a farthing's harm if I slay him, or even your husband, John Paston.
Yes, if you kill the smallest child from my kitchen, you will likely die for it. So take care. We Pastons do not make idle threats.
Flagrant whores! The Pastons and all their family are nothing but whores!
You lie, knave and churl that you are!
Margaret, I do not like these acts. Our enemies are becoming bolder by the day.
I fear for dear John's safety in London. I will write to my husband and tell him to be on his guard, for Wyndham is vicious and malicious. I know he would not set upon John heroically, but set upon him or some of his men like a thief in the night.
I fear for your safety at Gresham. I have heard that Lady Hastings' men have assaulted James Gloyce at my very gates with their swords. I will go to my Lady Moylan's tomorrow and speak to her about it, and try and get her to leave off the business until my son John returns.
To avoid further danger, I will send Glois to London to serve my husband for a while. This will make my own heart easier.
Do not worry. I will convince Lady Moylands to not act further in this matter until my son returns and can defend himself. I go with haste. May the Holy Trinity protect you.
Forgive this troubling scene. Let me explain. My husband's father, Judge William Paston, purchased the manor of Gresham in 1427 from the son of Geoffrey Chaucer. I have lived here with my husband since around 1440 and will not be bullied by Lord Mullane's men or any other of the Paston family's enemies. However, it is best for us not to remain in front of the church in case they return. As you leave the church by the main gate, you will see the Paston coat of arms on the left side of the Gresham village sign, along with other images of the castle and local wind and water mills. Press pause, and I will meet you at the Gresham village sign. This sign shows how integrated the Pastons are with the village of Gresham. Our troubles today are because of Lord Mullane's and his wife, who insist that Gresham Castle is theirs by right, and we should pay tribute to them. I ran into Lady Mullane's the other day, and she insisted that my husband owes Lord Mullane's payment for our lands.
Mistress Paston, I know very well that you are delaying payment, so that I will not have what belongs to me by right. Payment was paid in Thomas Chaucer's time, regularly. And since John Paston will not come to an agreement with me, I will sue you for it, according to the law.
Please, my lady, I beseech you. Do not proceed in this business. Wait until my husband comes home.
I am only a woman, and must do what my officers advise. So therefore, I will act accordingly.
Honestly, I believe as soon as he is home, he will do what is fitting, and if John is certain it is of legal right, he will pay it very willingly.
Sir Robert of Maltby, your grandfather, and many of your ancestors paid it without ever objecting to it. And you will find my Lord Mullane's men will take by force what is duly owed until your husband sees reason.
I worry about how this will end. We are being threatened on all sides by these unwarranted claims. Please, continue on the road ahead. In about 400 meters, make a sharp left on Chequers Road and follow the route towards what remains of Gresham Castle. Press pause when you are on Chequers Road, and I will fill you in on the outrageous behaviour of Lord Mullane's men. I have heard that on this road from our enemies at Baconsthorpe Castle, that Lord Mullane's will send a riotous mob of 1,000 men, arrayed in manner of war, with cuirasses, guns, pans with fire, long crooks to drag down houses, and long trees with which they will use to break up the gates and doors and so come into our manor. We are but 12 people against 1,000. Let us hurry along the road to the spot where you can see the remains of Gresham Castle and see what will happen. Press pause, and I will meet you there. Here we are at the site of all our trouble. Gresham Castle was a central manor house, surrounded by a moat, designed to offer us protection. But it is not enough. I do not trust Lord Mullane's to behave civilly. Our men are afraid that they will take possession by force. But it will not be easy. The houses here are so low that no one can shoot out with longbows, even if we might soon have need. I will get my husband in London to purchase crossbows, windlasses and bolts to protect us here at Gresham. I will also order 2 short poleaxes to defend the doors with and as many leather coats as possible for our servants to arm themselves against the attackers. Very little of the castle remains for you to see, only a few foundations and ditches which are surrounded by trees. But you can see a replica of how Gresham Castle looks in my day through the Paston Footprints website.
They're coming, Mistress Paston. They're coming. My mistress has fled. Go down to point 4 on your map, the village road footpath, and she'll meet you there.
Since I last spoke to you, just as we feared, I have been forcefully evicted from Gresham. You see that right-hand footpath route that darts off the road? I will never forget fleeing from the besiegers of the castle with my household on foot to take refuge with my friend John Dam at Susteed Hall, about 1 mile away. I could not take time to recover, but immediately decided to send a message to my attackers at Gresham to regain my property. His men were so terrible that I couldn't get a man to take it out of fear for their lives. My bold maidservant Catherine went instead.
Sirs, we come from Margaret Paston to ask whether you will let the men live in peace, and we want our possessions from Gresham back, which it appears you have sold dishonourably.
We're eager to serve your mistress, Margaret Paston. You can have whatever you want from us at Gresham.
No, if my mistress could have what she wanted, she would neither have left the house at Gresham nor her possessions that were in it. She would not have given them away, not for £100.
Don't be absurd. They aren't worth £20, if that. So go back to your mistress and tell her that we are the new owners of Gresham, and she can't have it back. Tell her she is too close to us at Susteed. We will come and abduct her and imprison her inside the castle of Lord Mullane's and wait until John Paston, the rogue, comes to get her out. I doubt Paston will be but a little angry if we abuse his wife in this fashion.
When I heard this news from Catherine, my heart was not at ease. and I decided to leave in haste for Norwich. I gathered up all our children, and we will remain here for at least a fortnight. I would be very sorry to live as close to Gresham as I did, until this business between Lord Mullane's and my husband is resolved. Follow the road out of the village, and where it bends sharply to the right, bear left off the road and follow the left-hand footpath up a slight incline. Turn left where a footpath passes through a hedge and head north. When you reach the road, turn left, and after about 150 metres, take the bridleway on your right. Follow the track towards the woodland. Where the path bends sharp left, look towards the dip in the land to your right. Press pause, and I will meet you there. I hope you have caught your breath after all of that trouble with Lord Mullane's men at the castle. Here runs a brook which drove a water mill to service the productive land nearby. I always find water is so comforting on a troubled mind. We have a number of manor houses in this area, others that have also caused trouble with disputing ownership. Upstream from here is East Beckham, a manor purchased around the same time as Gresham by Judge William Paston. We are not upstarts, but important landowners, and it is terrible to be treated this way. And it is not merely trouble for us, but for all who live and work our lands at Gresham. Around the time of the siege in 1448, Lord Mullane's retainers intimidated our tenants in the area, as well as roughly mistreated me and my household. I entreat you to keep secret the reason for my departure, for those who warned me about this do not on any account want it revealed. I fear for the safety of our friends. I will send word to my husband, warning him with all my heart, for God's sake, to beware of Lord Mullane's and his men. Though they may speak ever so pleasantly, not to trust him. I will warn him to be careful of what he eats and drinks in any other company. The people are so untrustworthy. It is best not to stay here. Such lawlessness is bad for everyone. Follow the track until it reaches the road. Turn left and return to the church. Press pause, and I will meet you there. Well, we have reached the end of our journey. I am pleased to say that we Pastons also have friends, praise be to God. Lady Felbrigg said openly that she would not let Lord Mullane's or any other have their way in the business for as long as she lives, and others also defended our claims. With powerful friends pleading our case, and a turn of fortune for our enemies in the execution of Lord Mullane's powerful protector, Lord Suffolk, and the death of Lord Mullane's himself, Lady Mullane's tired of the suit, and my husband's legal claim was successful. I returned to my residence at Gresham, and our tenants were able to live in peace. So I now take my leave of you, and hope you enjoyed your walk with me in spite of the trouble we took to secure our lands. May the blessed Trinity protect you, and grant you good fortune in all your business, and grant victory over your enemies.
Visit pastonfootprints.co.uk for creative activities for children and adults to do after the walk, or to discover further Paston walks and audio tours, with each place telling a different chapter of the Paston story, including Motby, Paston Village, Bacton, Blowfield, Oxnead, Norwich, and cycle routes at Mannington and Flegg.